Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back out on the John Chuckery Show. Sports Radio 99 The Game, hanging out with you on this Friday evening. SmackDown Friday evening, actually. Watching some Braves baseball here. We ask you to download the Radio.com app to catch us on the go when you're not in your vehicle. It's the best way to listen to the radio show is through that that way. Social media at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow me at JMCH316 and, of course, 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Feel free to leave us a comment there. Well, Braves and Mets getting underway here as the dastardly Mets come down. Braves, of course, played them at the very start of the season up in Gotham, and now they come down here to Truist Park. So far, so good for the Braves as they lead 2-0 here off a guy that they beat up a lot last weekend. We head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. He's an author. You used to hear him on Fox Sports South. Of course, Braves insider Corey McCartney is joining us here. You can follow Corey on Twitter at Corey J. McCartney. Corey, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight.
Yeah, you got it. How you doing?
I'm good. So, you know, watching this this Braves team, you know, let me ask you first about this. You know, with Nick Markakis deciding that after opting out, he's obviously going to come back in probably a few weeks. You know, we talked on my show the other night about where exactly do you play him? Because I'll be honest with you, I look at Ozuna in left, Acuna in right, and Inciarte in center. I like that defensive, configuration. I like the way that looks. So you got Matt Adams as a left-handed power bat. How does Nick Markakis figure into all of this once he does come back?
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of falls back into what we initially discussed this winter and spring, and then the beginning of summer camp or the days before Markakis had opted out. Is the idea as a platoon with Adam Duvall, where you see him get some opportunities against lefties that way. I mean, there's just not an easy route to find at bats for Markakis. I mean, certainly the subsequent move when he opted out was you go out and get Matt Adams and you get that kind of a bat. They obviously have already gone out, and you bring in Scott Schebler, who was with the Reds. I mean, I'm sure he's going to end up being the odd man out now. But consistent playing time just does not seem to be in the equation. He may often than not, be a bat off the bench for this team.
Corey, I apologize for not knowing the complete ins and outs about acquiring players or trades or any sort of thing like that. But do the Braves, you think, have enough to just stay within their organization to find that next starting pitcher behind Fried and Soroka for this year, especially not knowing about Cole Hamels? Obviously, Felix Hernandez is not going to pitch. But does it make sense to look outside of the organization to find somebody, or just stick with the young guys and try to hope that you can, catch lightning in a bottle or coach somebody up?
Well, certainly one factor at play, and the new trade deadline is going to be August 31st. It should have been today if we had gone through the normality of the season. But
right,
there's going to be more teams that are going to be involved in the postseason hunt now. So when you expand the postseason and you have that many more teams that are going to be vying for spots, you're going to have that fewer teams that are going to be looking to sell ahead of the deadline. So, I'm sure there's going to be teams that are going to be willing to make moves and have the pieces to make moves. But the Braves still have options, right? I mean, you've still got guys like Bryce Wilson. You've got You know, Tuki Toussaint is going to get the ball tomorrow. You've got Ian Anderson, who's this team's top pitching prospect. It's not as though there's a lack of arms within the system. They've found themselves in a weird position where you'd hope Cole Hamels was going to see some time. He may not be available until September. He could be around at that time that you would go out and make a deal anyway. So if you feel like you're going to get him back, you know, maybe you can get enough out of him to feel like you don't have to go out and make a move. You get Ian Anderson up, there's options. I think there's enough for them to get it done, but they've got to have guys like Sean Newcomb, you know, who's pitching obviously tonight, Kyle Wright, who couldn't get out of the third inning the last time he was out. They need those guys to find some kind of a rhythm, because it cannot just be Soroka and Fried and hope those two can give you 5 to 6 innings each time out.
Yeah, and Corey McCartney joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Braves Insider. Corey, I joked in the last segment, look, if this was 1958, it's okay to say Soroka and Fried and we'll figure out everything else, you know, because it'd be pitching on 3 or maybe 4 days rest. But in today's baseball, you got to find that extra guy. Now, one guy who's has been off to a good start, obviously Dansby Swanson, who's hit safely in every game this far. You know, I brought up the idea last night about, you know, maybe Dansby kind of looks at this season as like, look, you know, health has been a concern for him. If you look at his numbers historically in August, September, October, you know, there's some pretty poor batting average numbers that are mixed in there. Maybe he just kind of feels like, look, it's a short season. Just play loosey-goosey. Don't worry about things. Because really, a guy like a Dansby Swanson can have an enormous impact on your franchise in a 60-game season. If you can find a guy kind of outside the, you know, core that gets red hot for you in a short season like this.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at what he's doing right now, 175 weighted run created plus. So he's hitting 75% above league average. He's never had a month in which he's hit, you know, better than 31% above league average. And say this is just a guy who's gotten hot at the right time early to start the season here. But, you know, remember, he was among the few guys that was hitting in the postseason along with Albies and Acuna. When you take when he has been healthy over the two-plus seasons, full seasons in Atlanta, we've seen which you can basically account to 600 ABs, where he's had nearly a 385 weighted on base average. So those are exceptional numbers. And I think the fact that you're seeing a healthy version of him go out there and have this kind of a start is not necessarily that surprising when we've seen it happen. We've just not seen it happen for the duration of a season. So I go back to when he arrived in Atlanta, and I remember driving to Turner Field and seeing a billboard welcoming him home. And I can't imagine the pressure this guy felt, going back that far. The number one pick back in your hometown. I think maybe he needed to have those lulls in order to get himself to this place. But I think what we're seeing right now, this is certainly what they had hoped for when they made that deal. And he's playing at a level we've not seen him do any sustained period at this time.
Corey McCartney, Braves Insider, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Corey, you know, I said at this, you know, after the first few games, I wasn't concerned about Ronald Acuna, but at the same time, you know, as exciting and obviously what a tremendous player he is, you know, the one thing is you look at him last year, and had he played the full schedule last year, he probably could have been very easily a 200 strikeout player. And, you know, my only thing about Ronald is that if he's going to hit leadoff, okay, then I need him to put the ball in play to use his speed. You saw just a minute ago when, you know, he can turn a single into a double and he gets it going. But, you know, when you start off, you know, when you're 11 strikeouts and 19 at-bats, that's the only thing that concerns me. Does he need to kind of learn to develop a little bit of that? Or realistically, you know, in a couple of years, are we going to be talking about him as their cleanup hitter anyway?
I don't think so. You know, we had some pretty candid conversations with Brian Snicker about this last year, and you know, he basically called himself words that's not really suitable for on air when he had Acuna down a little bit further in the lineup. He said he needs to be hitting leadoff. I think the thing that's bothering me with Acuna right now, he's getting pitches within the strike. He's seen 52% of his pitches so far in the strike zone. He's swinging at just 15% outside the zone, but he's really struggling against fastballs, a 53.3% whiff rate. On the, you know, nearly 90 he's seen, he's been put away on 37% of them. So he's really, the timing just seems to be off. And whether he's pressing, you know, when you're given preseason NL MVP odds along with Bellinger and Yelich and Betts, Whether or not that's part of it or not, he's certainly not the guy, the timing wise, that we're used to seeing it. Usually, if a guy throws Acuña a fastball, it's going to end up in the seats. So I think we're just seeing somebody who's just a little off. He's had some lulls early in seasons the last 2 years. So I don't know if we're just in that kind of situation, but he's going to get hot. And when he gets hot, everything goes his way. So I don't think anyone's questioning the talent or his ability to perform when he gets on a run. The Braves just really needed to happen at this point.
Corey, I've been so high on Mike Soroka, and, I know you're a stats and analytics guy, and, boy, you look at you just kind of go underneath the surface of some of just the raw numbers of Mike Soroka and how good he was last year, ERA plus and some of the other numbers and stuff like that. Boy, he's got ace just written all over him. And I think you've seen so far, look, I got no fear whatsoever. If I don't care if it's Jacob DeGrom or Max Scherzer or Clayton Kershaw, I got no problem with the Braves lining that guy up against anybody in the league that he's going to face.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around Soroka basically since day one, when he was shortly after he was drafted by the Braves. I did a lot of stuff with him in my days at Fox. And he's always been somebody that's just the mindset, I think, has always been what set him apart. Certainly Mike Foltynewicz has been a hot topic, within the Braves this last week, a guy that looked like at times that he might have been an ace, but we saw emotions ultimately at times get the best of him. You can't tell what's going on in a Mike Soroka start, much like we had with Tom Glavine, whether he was up, whether he was down, or whatever the situation was in the game. He was just that steady presence, and I think that's the thing. As much as the analytics and you can get into how great the slider is and all that stuff, the mindset and the ability to kind of compartmentalize stuff with Mike Soroka, I think, is a real underrated part of his game. He's always been somebody who's had that approach and that mindset of somebody much older than his years.
Corey, I've only got about a minute left. You think we're going to get a 60-game season actually in?
I hope so. I mean, I think the news today with the Cardinals and then having some positive tests and certainly, the stuff with the Marlins growing, I hope it happens. We're going to see, the schedule is obviously going to change this weekend. We're going to see some 7-inning doubleheaders. I really hope it happens. It's trending in a direction where Rob Manfred has the ability to pull the plug. I hope he doesn't. We need to see as much baseball as we can in 2020.
Yeah, at this point, 60 games, and you got teams that just won't buckle down, man. The Marlins thing is, we're going to talk about it coming up here in just a little bit, but the Marlins thing is just, but, you 20-something-year-old millionaires. Follow him on Twitter. He is at Corey J. McCartney, Braves Insider. Join us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Corey, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for being on the show. We'll talk to you down the line.
All right, appreciate it.
You got it. When we come back from the top of the hour, we're going to talk about this Major League season. You heard what he said. Cardinals and Brewers have suspended their game because the Cardinals had a couple of tests come in. And, boy, the Marlins, if you're going to be dumb and reckless, you run the risk of ruining it for everybody. We'll talk about all of that next. This is John Chuckery Show, hanging out with you on this Friday evening, SmackDown Friday, Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.